Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I made a bit of a fatal mistake. Well, not fatal mistake.
Wow,
over the weekend.
Someone almost died.
Can I have your Comanche?
I made a very big mistake over the weekend.
Okay.
And on Friday, after we got home from our live show in Flint, Annette and I decided, like, once kids are in bed, let's do movie night tonight. And so she's flipping through, and it's like the third or fourth time where she's been like, what about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? And I just hadn't watched it yet because Tarantino movies, it's kind of like, it's a job to watch it.
Sometimes I
enjoy them, but it's like, all right, you got to be on your A game. So if you're just looking for a, you know, a funny, quick laugh movie, like, for instance, the next night we watched 40-Year-Old Virgin to kind of recover from watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Recover.
Yeah, because 40-Year-Old Virgin, it's funny. You just, like, you know exactly what you're getting. You don't have to follow too closely. So we're sitting there watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I was like, man, this is classic Tarantino, where it's like kind of storylines are all kind of merging and everything, and there's really quick cuts, and you're like, wait a minute, that guy was in the last scene. What the heck? And I realized that the fatal flaw that was made was that we had taken one of the gummies that Kelly gave us.
I did not see the story going this way.
No, me neither.
And holy crap, that movie wasn't about time travel, was it?
Because not at all. It was set in a different time.
You could have told me that, yep, they are traveling through time. And I was like, that's a time travel movie.
Wait, you ate half of it like I instructed, right?
We had half of it.
Even better.
And then, because you had specifically said, do half of it, wait a half hour. If you don't feel anything, do the other half. I'm like, all right. Took the first half. Both of us are sitting there, and it's 45 minutes, probably almost an hour later.
Perfect.
Nothing.
Okay, cool.
Nothing. So we're like, all right, pop the other half. So we both did, and then there was a lot of staring and silence. I look over, and Annette's just like, like, mouth kind of agape. And I said to her, I was like,
close your mouth, Annette. You look like a trout.
I just said to her, I think the gummy's working. She's like,
that makes me so happy.
She's like, And then, because the last 15 minutes of that movie are so intense.
Lots of murder.
It's like a different movie starts.
Dude.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. Well, you know how, and it was like every scene is cutting to a different point and a different, I don't know.
Cutting to a different point?
Well,
I'm not sure what that means.
I'm not really sure what it means.
Well,
either.
I think it's how Steve saw the movie.
But it made it seem like every time the camera cut, it was a different movie in a different time, and that was really confusing to me.
So you couldn't handle scene changes.
So when I was laying in bed like a half hour later, and I kept blinking my eyes, and I thought, now I'm in the 60s. Now I'm in the 80s. Now it's modern day. Oh, now it's the 40s.
Oh my God.
This is crazy.
In your brain, did your eyes make that noise when you blinked?
Yes.
Chunk, chunk.
Yeah.
That's how slow he was blinking in real time, too. Like, chunk, chunk.
Yeah. I think I might have to go back and rewatch it because I don't think I really
It doesn't
understand.
Sound like you understood the ending.
Well,
no. Very little time change at the end.
A gummy and a Tarantino combo. I guess I probably should have warned you of when I said eat half and then like half an hour to an hour later eat the other half. Also, don't watch a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, that should be on the little disclaimer thing, the little warning label.
That is funny. Well, that good was, morning. I'm Kelly, and the whole reason Steve got dosed this weekend is because on Friday we did our live show in Flint, Michigan, and had a blast. And one of the sponsors of the show was a dispensary. They were amazing. Mm-hmm. And they gave us some goodies to take away from it. And when we got back, Freebeer had driven, and his wife and kiddos had baked us cookies. And I was like, the least I can do is share some of this goodie bag that I got with you guys. And then I said,
with the adults.
Yes. Yeah, with the adults. And then Steve's going to his car. I was like, hey, bud, did you want to maybe dabble a little this weekend? And it was perfect.
Yeah, that was not something that was even on my radar. And I was just like, yeah, what the heck? I'll take him home, see what Annette wants to do. And I showed him to her. She's like, oh, that'll be cool. Yeah. Give it a shot.
Let's watch this Tarantino film.
Bad idea. I don't recommend that.
Yeah.
Do it again and watch Memento.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
What's Memento?
Interstellar.
Yeah. No.
Oh, God. Interstellar. Just with the space scenes where they're flying.
I want to do that. I'm going to do that.
Going through the event horizon.
What?
And then they're in
that.
Then they're behind the endless wall of books. I imagine that would really get to you. If you couldn't handle linear, like, guys on a roof during Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, he'd come back and he'd say, God, we watched dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point.
They're on the roof.
Yeah, they were on a roof.
Of what?
He was roofing.
What are roofs usually on top of, Steve?
Well, I mean,
Brad Pitt was on a roof.
Oh, wearing, I remember,
like,
yeah.
Cut off shorts and roofing.
When he was fixing the antenna.
Steve's like, I'm still in space.
I have no idea what that movie was about.
Do you think at some point you accidentally sat on the remote and we're watching a completely different? You were watching Back to the Future,
like Scooby Doo.
Just a guy, just that guy making a boat out of screen doors, just like a seal or whatever.
Just watching an endless series of
Billy
Mays videos.
God. All right, so yeah, I might have to go back and rewatch some key scenes.
Yeah, make sure you're watching the right movie.
Crazy.
What a thrill ride.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure it's a great movie. I can't wait to watch it. Somebody asked me how I slept that night. Not well.
Really?
Not well at all.
Oh, surprised no.
Did you hear how loud his eyelids were?
That was a rough night of sleep.
I slept like a baby. Unrelated.
Same.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.